time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 40, and we have a freeze warning for tonight as the forecast calls for clear skies and a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. We received the first snow of the fall at the radio station shortly before 8 o'clock this morning, though it melted on contact with the ground and vehicles. We have now recorded 5.5 inches of precipitation this month, bringing the year's rainfall total to just over 61.75 inches. Since 2006, the average yearly rainfall has sat at just over 47.5 inches. Total precipitation has been just over 59.75 inches. Factoring in snowfall from this past winter, 2019's total precipitation is now over 71.5 inches, the most recorded at the studio since over 79 inches in 2011. More news next.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Have I got great news for you? Speed Queen has continued their 10-year parts and labor warranties on all laundry products through the end of 2019. That means full parts and labor coverage through 2029. What more could you ask for? Where else can you get that kind of coverage at no extra cost? If your old washer or dryer is on its last leg, come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Congratulations, Mules, for a great season. Go Mules!
At F&B, we believe in us, not us the bank, us the farmers, us the families, us the community. That's why we continuously and proudly support, invest in, and volunteer throughout our region. So whether you're from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, Grayville, or anywhere in between, you'll always find a friendly and helpful neighbor right here at home. F&B, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
In other news, 33-year-old Fairfield resident Shania J. Buchanan was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. Police were reportedly called to the 600 block of Spring Street at approximately 10:45 to investigate a trespass. Upon their arrival, officers learned that Buchanan had been previously provided a notice not to return to the property. Despite the notice, she did return, and physical contact ensued. Police then located her in the 900 block of Southwest 6th, and she was taken into custody. Buchanan was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $120 bond. No injuries were reported in a single car accident Saturday afternoon just south of Sims. According to police reports, at approximately 4:20, a 17-year-old Fairfield resident was westbound on a county road and drove through standing water. The juvenile lost control of a 2012 Ford Focus, traveled off the south side of the roadway over a ditch, and struck a Wainwright utility pole before coming to rest. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Wabash Christian Village's Auxiliary Chili Luncheon to benefit resident activities will be held next Saturday, November 9th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Carmi. Tickets for the luncheon will cost $6 for adults and $3 for children 12 and under. Chili, hot dogs, chips, cheese, crackers, pie, and tea or lemonade will be included in the meal. To-go orders will also be available. Theme baskets will be raffled off at the luncheon as well, though people need not be present to win. Raffle tickets are one for $1 or six for $5. Tickets may be purchased at the door at Wabash Christian Village from an auxiliary member or from a member of its activities team. Musical entertainment will be provided by the New Life Singers, and all proceeds will go directly to resident activities. Anyone who would like to see the raffle baskets or wants more information should visit the Wabash Christian Village or its Facebook page or contact Activity Director Laura Carlson at 382-2944. The Illinois Farm Bureau is among organizations voicing their concerns on the U.S. EPA's proposed supplemental rule for small refinery exemptions for the renewable fuel standard. Five Bureau members traveled to Ann Arbor, Michigan recently to give testimonies urging protection of the integrity of the RFS. The group joined other agriculture groups and state farm bureaus to oppose the EPA biofuel package, saying the deal falls short of promises made to farmers to maximize the use of renewable fuels. Imposed changes within the deal include altering the method in which biofuel quotas are calculated when oil refineries are exempted from requirements compelling them to use ethanol and biodiesel. Proposed volumes for 2020 and 2021 are unchanged. Because of the disparity between projected small refinery exemptions and actual exemptions granted since 2016, some farm groups are concerned that the volume of exemptions granted in 2020 could exceed the number of projected exemptions from the Department of Energy. That would make corn farmers and ethanol plants uncertain as to whether a 16 billion gallon requirement is being met or undermined. A 30-day comment period is now underway. The agency has said they will finalize action later this year. With discussion once again within the Fairfield City Council regarding potential work at Atkinson Forest, the city will need to reach a decision relatively soon or risk missing out on previously pledged funds for the project. The city has not committed to setting aside $20,000 to $30,000 per year for maintenance and upkeep of the forest, but it is in discussions to support and work on various individual projects. Mike Podolsky, a leading voice of support for the forest, says a compromise can be reached, but a plan must be made.
There's always a compromise that can be made, and you know, there's many ways to skin cats, and but it's going to take some kind of ongoing commitment from the city or some part of the community to make sure that this is maintained, because again, no one that's involved in working on this project wants to see these efforts and money go to just build something that's going to grow back up in weeds. I've talked to a couple of the neighbors out there that, that's sort of their fear that this will be done. They're all on board with this being done, but not being done and then just abandoned and simply having weedy trails for people to wander around on, kind of become a back alley that they don't want. They want something active with people using it.
At one point in time, over $300,000 was committed to the project, with donations set to come in over a period of several years. However, that money will not be set aside forever. Dana Wilson tells the radio station that, roughly 2 years ago, she and her husband Doug pledged $25,000 over a 10-year period, but that money will need to be donated in the near future. To that end, she said it was available for the forest until the end of the year. After that, it would be donated elsewhere. The Bernard and Naomi Podolsky Trust has pledged $250,000 over 5 years. Mike Podolsky said that money is still there now, but it won't always be.
At this point, I think the money is there, but it won't always be, and it's got to be going the right. It's got to have the right mechanism, and continuity for this. Again, we are willing to put up money to construct these projects, to build these projects, to work on these projects. But our belief from the very beginning was that the day-to-day maintenance, the yearly maintenance, the ongoing continuity of this has to depend on the community itself and its tax base. That's why you have public parks, you have public schools, public libraries, and public streets. You don't have somebody just build one and then abandon it and hope for the best.
One potential avenue Podolsky mentioned is placing money in an existing 501c3 to keep funds coming in. He mentioned the city's Recreation Committee as a possibility, though it would need to undergo changes to support any long-term forest commitment. S&M Farm Supply LLC owners Mike Duty and Sonny Smith recently presented the Sisney FFA officer team with a $500 donation. The money will assist with the chapter's expenses for leadership opportunities, such as for the cost of 55 students attending the 92nd National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. A photo of Duty, Smith, and the officer team may be found on our news headlines page. The Fairfield Community High School Guidance Department will host a college and career fair for students and their parents or guardians on November 12th from 12:30 to 3 in the school's East Gym. Representatives from Frontier Community College and Wabash Valley College are expected to attend, as are members of Greenville and Illinois colleges, the University of Southern Indiana, McKendree University, and Oakland City University. Fairfield Memorial and Wabash General Hospitals will also be in attendance, along with representatives from Elastec, FNB, the National Guard, and the Marines. A host of other colleges and businesses are expected to be at the fair as well. Some organizations will participate in morning presentations to FCHS students, including Baldwin Vision Systems, the U.S. Army, Edward Jones Investments, and Ed's MediCenter Pharmacy. Anyone seeking more information about the fair and morning presentations should call the FCHS Guidance Office at 847-9406. The 2019-2020 travelogue season begins November 14th with a presentation on Central and South America. The program will be held at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield at 7:15 p.m. Marlon Dara will share some of his recent travel film in an introduction to natural, architectural, and cultural highlights of several cities and countries. Next month's program is the first of five scheduled in Fairfield. The second will be How to Trade Up Around the World on January 9th, with Michael Wigg presenting. Tom Sterling will host a film on Tibet on February 13th, and he will make a presentation on Florida's alien wildlife on March 12th. The final program will feature a film on The Royal Inca Road, hosted by Sandy Mortimer on April 9th. All programs will be held at the First Baptist Church and will begin at 7:15. Season tickets cost $30 and will be sold at the door on the evening of the events. They are also on sale now at McDowell, Kinchelow, and Jessup in Fairfield. This year's Fairfield Travelogue is sponsored by the Fairfield Rotary Club and the Wayne County Farm Bureau. Democrat State Representative Luis Arroyo was arrested this past Friday on a federal bribery charge following an investigation by the FBI. In response to that latest of federal investigations directed against Illinois lawmakers, House Republicans have announced legislation for an ethics reform task force. State Representative Blaine Willhauer says it should be obvious now that such a reform must be done.
Oh, it's desperately needed. It's the biggest hidden tax that we have, the corruption tax here. You know, that's what makes the world go around here, unfortunately. The special interests give politicians money. Politicians maintain the status quo. We're long past the time that we need some serious ethics reforms that forces these politicians to make a choice between public service and personal profit.
Representative Patrick Windhorst has a few ideas for what should be required.
Well, you bring the people together in this task force who are interested in the subject, who are committed to having ethical roles in government and passing legislation that will bring ethics forward You know, some things such as who can lobby state and local governments, how long someone has to wait after they serve till they can be a lobbyist, making sure that our financial disclosures are accurate and that we have all the information included on those that need to be. Those are just a few of the things that we can put forward and put into legislation that will help.
Though not a broad reform move, House Speaker Michael Madigan has reportedly filed paperwork to create a committee to investigate Arroyo after he failed to meet Madigan's demand to resign. If 79 of the House's 118 members vote to expel him, he would be the third lawmaker sent out since 1905, and the second in the past 7 years. Illinois State Police remind parents that they can check the state's sex offender registry before their kids head out for trick-or-treating. Kim Howard has the story.
You can easily search the registry by plugging in your zip code or city, says State Police's Tracy Newton. She suggests doing a quick search periodically and before Halloween.
It's always good to use our registry to know who your neighbors are, you know, anybody that moves in any neighborhood, make sure that they're not on the registry. So it's just a valuable tool to know who the people are surrounding your home, who live in your community.
The state also has a registry for criminals who commit violent acts against children. It is against the law for convicted child sex offenders to hand out candy to kids on Halloween. Search the registries at isp.state.il.us. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. All-gallon white milk, $1.79. 4 pounds of sugar, $1.59. Real butter, $2.99 in a one-pound package. And a dozen eggs, 79 cents. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main and Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest seed through the Golden Advantage program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
If pain is keeping you from things you want to do, here's some good news. Wabash General Hospital is partnering with Commonwealth Pain and Spine to provide care at Wabash General Specialty Clinic on College Drive, Mount Carmel. Dr. Joseph Foles encourages a dialogue with patients to help uncover the best treatment options for you. Relieve your pain. Get back to the life you want. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Foles at the Wabash General Hospital Pain Clinic in nearby Mount Carmel today. Phone 618-240-2740.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 35. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,975, down 211. The NASDAQ is at 8,264, down 40. December crude oil, it's at $54.01. That is down $1.05. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Mount Vernon resident Ava J. Rutherford died at 8:31 a.m. on Wednesday at Nature Trail Nursing Home in Mount Vernon. She was a retired oil field worker. Ava Rutherford is survived by many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Ava Rutherford will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to service time, with burial to follow in the Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Richardson Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old McLeansboro resident Donald Clark died at 6:10 a.m. on Tuesday at Heritage Woods of McLeansboro. He worked in the oil field. Donald Clark is survived by daughter Vicki Trevarthan of Daytona Beach, Florida, sons Randy Clark of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and Rick Clark of Evansville, Indiana, 10 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and sister Betty Becker of McLeansboro. Funeral services for Donald Clark will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from noon to service time. Burial will be at Brush Harbor Cemetery in McLeansboro. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 55-year-old Albion resident Martin Wayne Greatline died on Sunday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a co-owner of Magnolinia Corporation. Martin Greatline is survived by his mother, Wilma of Albion, wife Angela, children Remington, Elena, Landon, and Audrey, sister Melanie of Terre Haute, Indiana, and many other family members. Visitation for Martin Greatline will be held this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Services will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Burial will be in the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his children's continuing education, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Ellen O. Hutchison died at 11:25 a.m. on Tuesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was retired from Airtex. Ellen Hutchison is survived by sons Tom Hutchison Jr. of Fairfield and Tony Hutchison of Albion, daughter Shay Stroud of Millstadt, 3 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and brother Buell Melton of Ohio. Funeral services for Ellen Hutchison will be held at noon on Friday, tomorrow, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies at a high around 40. Clear skies tonight. A freeze warning in effect for tonight with a low of 25. Then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 50. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high of 45 and low of 28. Sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high 52 with a low of 32. Then mostly sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 58 and a low around 40.